Israel has accepted the principle that it can only deport the families of Palestinian suicide bombers from the West Bank to the Gaza Strip if they have been directly involved in terrorism. The decision came in the wake of an international uproar over a proposal to exile relatives of suspected Palestinian terrorists. Israel has backed away from any wholesale deportation of the family members of Palestinian suicide bombers from the West Bank to the Gaza Strip. The decision by Israeli Prime Minister Eliel Sharon was made on the advice of the Attorney General, Eliakim Rubinstein. Mr. Sharon accepted the principle laid down by Mr. Rubinstein, who says tangible evidence of family members' direct involvement in terrorist activities is required before any such expulsions can be carried out. Mr. Sharon made the decision in the face of a legal challenge by the families of those threatened with deportation. The families withdrew their petition after Israel's Justice Department pledged not to sanction such expulsions if they were based solely on kinship of suspected terrorists. Israel's Justice Minister, Meir Shatrit, says each case will be carefully scrutinized.
The idea of thinking about the possibility of deporting families of terrorists to Gaza, which is a matter of deporting, not expelling, is checked and put only under the condition that those families have been supportive to the suicide bomber from their own family. If they knew about it, and there are proofs that they knew about it and didn't prevent it, that would give the legitimacy to do such a deporting to Gaza.
Israel's Justice Department also promised a 12-hour warning period in the event a decision is made to deport a Palestinian family member. Israel last week arrested 21 fathers and brothers in the West Bank related to Palestinian suicide bombers and threatened to expel them to the Gaza Strip. The United States, the European Union, and the United Nations have condemned the proposal as a form of collective punishment. Ross Dunn for VOA News, Jerusalem.